The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Saw you looking at the clock there, Matt, seeing if I was right. Was I right? Was I right?
You were.
Yeah.
At the time, you were spot on.
Yeah, not now. It's 11 minutes past 6 and 14 seconds. 15 seconds.
He's live.
He's live. We're live. We're here. It's going to be okay, probably. Good morning. This is Ben Barrell with you. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning. I was looking for a pen to do the ding then, but...
I'm sorry.
We'll do it tomorrow. Mark normally does it.
Do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, he threw it across the room.
Can we start the song again and see if he can do that in the gap?
Do we have to do this?
Yes. Just to see if he can. Because Glenn loves it. Glenn thought it was part of the song.
I couldn't believe it.
Why is it always about Glenn, eh?
What Glenn wants, Glenn gets.
What Glenn wants, Glenn gets. All right, you ready? Here we go. If you don't know what we're talking about, then there's a little pause in this song. And traditionally... We hit a pen on a mug with it. Here comes the pause. Ready? One, two, three. Yeah! Across the room.
I think that was worth doing.
Yeah, was it? Well, it's quite difficult to do something that visually in an audio-only medium. Anna Geary, good morning.
Good morning.
Glenmore, good morning.
Hello.
Production team, good morning. Good morning.
I don't get around individual hellos anymore.
Oh, okay. Swiss, good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Eddie, good morning. Producer Mark, good morning.
Hi.
How are we all doing today, everyone? All right?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
I got treated to a bit of UK garage on the way.
That's what you had today.
Yeah. He's my favourite cab driver. It's so good.
Does he ask you which genre you want?
No, he's in charge. It's nice not to worry about the music for once. Yeah, it's just like you're in charge.
Well, I suppose like all the best DJs, they sort of judge the crowd and then they change their mix accordingly.
It's weird because if you look to me, you would think like indie boy living in the early noughties. Yeah. And he's looked to me and thought, I don't want to give him Arctic Monkeys. I don't want to give him the Maccabees. I want to give him UK garage because he doesn't know he wants it, but he wants it.
He reeks of Shaka. Demas and Pliers.
Do you know what I had?
Oh, Anna, sorry, I've cut you off there. I'll come back to you.
This is the second time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrell here. Just got a WhatsApp saying, Ben, I haven't got a clue what that song is, but I'd love to hear Slash's Hat from Leona.
Oh.
Bren driving in West London right now.
Slash's Hat.
You're welcome.
Neighbours.
That's enough. thank you, though, if you have texted in trying to guess the verse in reverse. We reverse this song. What did you think it was originally before you got the right answer?
I thought it sounded like Kasabian at first, but then sort of becomes clear.
I can see that. Loads of right answers on there. Sam from the Black Country, who loves the show and is cutting steel.
Whoa.
Is that a euphemism? Oh, God, what have I said? Paul working in Oxford in the office all by himself. Hi to Danielle and her dad in a van trying to pick up her belongings so she can move house today. She's loving the show. She's got it right. The answer, of course, is Arctic Monkeys. And do I want to know? Actually, now you say it, not a million miles away from a Kasabian song. A bit slower, a bit moodier.
Yeah.
Know what you mean? This will be played after 7 on Absolute Radio 10s. Give it a listen if you fancy it. We are one breakfast show with 9 playlists and you can get them all on our Rayo app right now. Effortlessly flick between all of our stations. I can never say the word effortlessly properly.
Stop saying it.
Like the same joke from yesterday. It's a bit of an effort to say it. Not as good as Anna's joke.
What is?
The ego's out of control.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Some correspondence to get to. Morning to Beth. Morning to, someone's saying, why isn't Absolute Radio 20s linked to the breakfast show? We are one breakfast show with 9 playlists. Why aren't we one breakfast show with 10 playlists? Swiss, what's going on?
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of the decade.
We've got to wait until the decade's finished. Imagine waiting 6 years to add that. What's going on here, Matt, from Mike? Have you seen this text from Mike?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to edit it for on air.
It says,
tell Dyson, already aggressive, already aggressive. Not Matt, not Sugarface, whatever you, almost something else then. Not Sugarface. tell Dyson to clean his then a word I can't say. Cardigan. I can smell it from Croydon. What's going on there? What's it, have you had an argument with the listener?
I don't know what he's talking about. He also has a flower on the end of the message as well, so he's...
do you often wear a dirty cardigan?
I don't think you own a cardigan.
No, I'm not. I don't own a cardigan, but I think he must be alluding to my yellow fleece.
Oh,
but
of course.
Yeah, I haven't worn that this season yet. I think it's maybe had its day.
When are we going to get that debut?
Don't worry, Mike.
It's not going to come back.
I think it's a bit tatty now, yeah.
Do you mean?
Get a new one.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from TK Maxx.
Okay, yeah. Listen, TK Maxx, you must go and get Matt a new yellow fleece immediately for the brand
doesn't
new.
It has to be yellow.
For autumn, winter 2024. Yeah. What colour do you want to go for next?
I don't know. I quite like the multicoloured ones. There's a lot of nice ones.
Multicoloured? You want a multicoloured fleece?
I like to go and browse, so they don't need to send me one. I've got to go and have a look around. It's like a jumble sale, isn't it? Trying to find a bargain. in the racks of Max.
That's true. In the racks of Max. It sounds like you're doing another famous Matt Dyson promotion.
I'm really not.
Okay, all bases covered there. Cardigans covered. We've covered the inner workings, the Obviously Ready Breakfast Show as well.
Mike from Croydon also loved Anna's joke as well.
Thank you,
that's
Mike.
So you're cutting through with
don't pander to her. Her ego is out of control.
Please do. Keep going. Keep them coming in.
Oh my God. I thought there's more jokes on the way after seven. I'm worried. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Matt, can we have some social ammo action?
Yes.
Please.
We certainly can. Yes, we certainly can. Big misstep from a local newspaper has gone viral over the past 24 hours. A story from the Express and Star in the West Midlands. A big splash headline. They were very pleased with this story. The Modfather Paul Weller swapped the jam for curry when he warmed up for a gig with a visit to a Wolverhampton Indian restaurant.
And can I just say, great headline.
It's a great headline. And then the Wolverhampton restaurant owner shouts to the top after hosting the Modfather. Some great puns in there.
It gets better.
But then you look at the story, you look at the picture, and you realise that it's not Paul Weller in the picture at the restaurant.
No.
It was just a man dressed like a mod in like a Harrington with long, straight grey hair. Oh. He's got a mod father
hair. Does it look like him at all?
A little bit. I mean, there's a slight similarity, but if you go to a Paul Weller gig, everyone looks like that, don't they? They've all got the,
they do
the
have
well
that.
End. So he's there posing for the picture, like with a slightly awkward.
Oh, the guy knows.
I don't know if the guy was comped his meal because they thought he was.
Oh, yeah. I am Paul Weller.
And it made it to the paper. They've since deleted it from the website of the local newspaper in Wolverhampton. But I mean, it is a bonus if you do have a well-end haircut, isn't it? You could try and, if he's playing in the area, you can try and get a free meal.
Yeah, indeed. If you have one of those haircuts, go out today and try and get a free meal. Just declare your Paul Weller, try and get some money off somewhere. I don't know.
Because people will fall for it. Yeah, even some editors of local newspapers.
Exactly.
My local Indian restaurant obviously has like pictures of previous celebs who have visited. It's always Vinnie Jones and stuff like that. And but they've got a picture of Mads Mikkelsen, but they obviously couldn't get him to agree to have like a picture of him shaking hands with manager. So it's a picture of him just eating his curry, and the picture's been taken from like outside the restaurant.
Oh,
it looks like a sting operation.
Like a candy.
It's so weird to have it on the wall.
Not give permission. Wow, amazing.
Wow, I love that.
And then the other story this morning is something we sort of stumbled across yesterday. A noughties indie pop band have had a complete rebrand.
I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably worth guessing who this is because it's such a dramatic change of sound. So think noughties indie pop, sort of around 2010, maybe 2010s actually. I think it was noughties. Yeah, they had a massive couple of hits, but now they've gone country. Right, they've completely changed their sound.
This is their new song.
This is the new song.
Right.
By this mystery band. It's called Danced on the Wire. Any guesses so far? No?
What year?
I can't explain the feeling, but you know it.
I want to help you out.
Claxons.
I can imagine the Claxons going country.
It's not the feeling, is it?
Not the feeling, no.
I think this is a bit difficult because they've changed singer as well.
Yeah, so
the drummer's singing this.
Razor Light.
The drummer does sing along quite a lot, I suppose. But this drummer never sang on their original stuff. He was always in the background, wearing sunglasses, very quiet. And
Pendulum.
Actually, in many ways, Matt, this is completely unguettable. For
I think it might well be unguettable.
The Ting Tings.
They call me help.
Oh my God, are you joking?
Duh.
I knew Claire would get it. Well, I knew Claire would actually.
Yeah,
amazing.
You are incredible.
That was perfect timing as well.
Wow.
Amazing.
How did you get that? Did someone message you?
No, I just suddenly thought, who has a drummer that doesn't sing?
Yes,
and the Tinklings were obviously just a pair, and
But what a dramatic change in sound.
Everyone's going country these days, aren't they?
Everyone. I suppose they saw Beyonce's done it, we can do it too.
I think it's, you know, we had the listing figures yesterday. I think it's the rise of Absolute Radio Country. Everyone wants in.
Well,
everyone wants in.
Everyone wants a bit of the action. But I don't know if I like it or if I think it's quite cynical about it. But I think, you know, as an artist, you should adapt and change as time goes by.
Yeah, but also they probably just sat in a boardroom and gone, what's popular
what's
at the moment?
Selling?
What's country, selling? Beyonce's gone country. We'll go country, I don't want to sing that. Let's get the drummer to do it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, what was your favourite indie landfill band? What was your number one?
I think the View.
What about the Rifles? Remember the Rifles? The Rakes?
Yeah. Guillemots. The Rakes were great.
Remember Guillemots?
I loved the Guillemots.
I saw Guillemots live.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was the lead singer's name again? He went solo, didn't he, later on?
He did a good solo record, didn't he?
He had a very unusual name.
Fife Dangerfield. We're just talking about Indie Landfill on the show this morning. Just shooting the breeze about Indie Landfill some 20 years after its existence. Anyway, nice to hear the Tinklings back. On this show next week, we're doing a little radio drama for Halloween, a spooky radio drama. We've been getting you to work on this with us. And after your suggestions over the last few days, we have the setting, don't we? The old Absolute Radio building of One Golden Square, a spooky abandoned office in central London. We also have got various bits of plot from you, like what's going to happen in the actual story. We base these on your irrational fears. Irrational fears consist of tea bags and marker pens and a potato, which was sent in yesterday. Okay. So we have quite a bit already. We need, though, because it is an audio drama, we need some sound effects, don't we, Matt? And we're too cheap to pay for a proper sound library. So we want you, the dear Absolute Radio listenership, to do some sound effects for us. For our story, shall we work out kind of three sound effects that we need, like classic spooky sounds? We need. What do you think?
Well, we need a scary laugh, surely.
Like a haunting laugh. Haunting laugh. What else do we need? I'll write down haunting laugh. We need probably the scream, don't we?
Yeah, I suppose scream.
Classic
would
scream.
Be good, yeah.
Yeah. And what about
like a creaky gate or a door?
Yeah, like a
door.
Okay, so we need your help with this. So we need a scream, we need a creaky floorboard slash door and an evil laugh. If you can do any of those, if you can do all three of those, can you WhatsApp us with a little voice note? 0330-123-1215. That's 0330-123-1215. Record yourself on your phone, a little voice note on WhatsApp and send it to us. We're looking for an evil laugh. We're looking for a scream and a creaky floorboard. Like, for example, Matt, if I said, Matt's texting with a creaky floorboard. Let's play his sound. Play. Not your best work.
Sorry, I haven't started yet. I was just clearing my throat.
So give it a go. If you want to be in our radio drama, we need you to do some sound effects for us. Record yourself on WhatsApp and send it to us. 0330-123-1215. We're looking for a scream. We're looking for a creaky floorboard or an evil laugh. Have you got a good evil laugh in you? If so, send to us right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show with nine playlists. We just played you David Bowie, Ashes to Ashes on the main Absolute Radio station on Noughties. We played you Green Day and Boulevard of Broken Dreams. You can get all of our radio stations on our free Rayo app right now.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio.
Not 5 words, 5 grand. It's 5 celebrities, 5 pounds. Still lost the 5 celebs music in the great data loss of 2024. Matt, remind us how this game works, please.
We have 5 Christian names. Mm-hmm. You have to say the first celebrity that springs to mind. Mm-hmm. If you match up with a member of the team, you win 5 of your whole English pounds.
Yes, and it'll be sent to you in a long administrative process via a bank transfer.
Don't expect it on the day. I think we should.
Yeah, expect. Or it could. We might have to post £5 of producer Swiss's money to you in an envelope.
It might be second class stamp.
Yeah,
as well.
but that in many ways is the joy of the price. Second class stamp. Yeah, no expense paid. Let's meet today's contestant. It's Ashley on line number one. Ashley, good morning.
Morning, Matt. Morning, team.
Morning, Max. Really? Morning, team. Oh, wow. What do you mean? Wow. How dare you? You will address the host of the show. In many ways, you're the star. Old sugar face over there. Ashley, where are you right now?
Currently in the car on the way to work.
Where do you work?
I work at a school.
Oh,
I'm a secondary school teacher.
Whereabouts is this school?
Petersfield,
okay. And what do you teach at the secondary school?
I teach science.
Science? Oh,
yes. Yeah.
What's your favourite chemical compound, Ashley?
H2O.
H2O, yes. That's a good one. We need it to live. We need it to live. What's your sort of celebrity wheelhouse, Ashley? Are you someone that grew up in the noughties, in the 10s, the 90s, the 80s?
I grew up in the noughties.
Okay, so we're thinking Indie Landfill. We're thinking that's peak, like, X Factor era, isn't it? Yeah, Britain's Got Talent, etc. Okay. Let's see if we can find a team member for you to play with and hopefully match your answers with.
Player Generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
It's Glenn again.
Do it again. Glenn
again.
Out of the studio. I feel like 3 days in a row now.
Yeah, I think you have, yeah. After your win yesterday.
You're on a hot streak.
Very confident.
Okay, waiting for Glenn to leave his little studio there. He's in a separate studio with Anna in the booth of
Dream.
He's gone.
Now
okay.
Left.
He's
now left.
I believe Ashley's driving through what sounds like a war zone there. So. How long is your commute to work, Ashley?
About half an hour.
Okay, well, that's quite a lengthy commute there. All right, are you ready for your names, Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, good luck.
Thank
Name
you.
Number one is Claudia.
Winkleman?
Yes. You have to go with the wink.
Has to be.
Have to. Name number two is Dave.
Dave Berry.
Yes.
Again. That's the one to go with.
You have to go with our king.
Yeah.
Name number three is Emily.
Oh.
That's hard.
Is it?
That is. Emily. I've gone completely mind blank.
No.
I think that is hard.
Take your time.
I think that is
one
hard.
At least one big.
There's one big Emily.
Yeah,
who's the big Emily?
Of one.
The big Emily. What?
Sorry, I think that was audible.
It wasn't, because I can't hear it.
I couldn't hear it.
Good, fine. Did you not know what I said then?
No. Any ideas? Anyone in the car can help you out? Who's with you in the car, actually?
A colleague.
Car share. Nice.
That's great.
Yeah, the colleague got anything to say?
Yeah, colleague,
about
any
this?
Emily's?
Emily's? Any famous Emily's?
The only one I can think of is Emily Bronte.
Oh, well,
that's
a good one.
Great.
Yeah.
Who was your obvious Emily?
Blunt was my.
I was thinking ATAC.
Oh,
yeah.
Emily ATAC.
Or Mateless.
All I could think was Emily Mortimer.
Yeah.
Okay, we got there in the end. Name number four is Daniel.
Radcliffe.
Yes,
oh,
Craig or Radcliffe.
Solid, yes, Craig or Radcliffe.
Fifth and final name is Paul.
Willa.
Yeah. Got it, guys. Topical.
Yeah.
It's topical.
Nice.
These are good names. Emily Bronte, I don't think it's a problem. I think that's very much in the Glenmore wheelhouse.
Fine.
Ashley, you stay there. We'll try and match your names next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show with nine playlists. Just played you Green Day, American Idiot on the main station. We just listened to the Libertines and Don't Look Back Into the Sun on Absolute Radio Noughties. It sounded great this morning.
Very
you can
nice.
Listen to Absolute Radio Noughties on our Rayo app.
Grand. Absolute Radio.
We're doing five celebs right now. We had a winner in Charlie Brain yesterday. Hoping to win today is Ashley. Welcome back to the show, Ashley.
Hello.
Are you at school yet?
I'm not, no.
Okay. What's the lesson plan for today?
Oh,
Lots of year 11 today.
Yeah, sciencey
stuff. Don't want to be rude, actually, but it sounds like you don't know what you're going to do.
It's quite vague.
Come in. Amuse yourselves.
Set up a tripod. Light the Bunsen burner.
Oh, yeah.
There, isn't it?
Actually, do they still have the taps on the desks that dispense gas willy-nilly?
They do, yeah.
Oh, wasn't it always so funny when the teacher was talking and someone would go, psst. Yeah. Who's that? Yeah. I bet not quite as funny for you, though, actually, I'd imagine.
No.
Okay, let's move on. I don't want to upset you. Okay, let's see if we can match your five words with Glenn Moore, who's now back in the studio. Glenn, are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, £5 up for grabs right now. Name number one is Claudia.
Winkleman.
You've got to go Winkleman, and you are correct.
Yeah.
Name number two is Dave.
Barry.
Yes. Name number three, Emily.
Oh. Blunt. No.
Yeah, no, I'm not coming. Can't argue with that,
Glenn. That's what Matt
said. Who was it?
I thought it was difficult. Emily was a tough one. It took us a while. Ashley went with Emily Bronte. I don't know why you're laughing. We had Isaac Newton.
It's more recognisably a celeb. Yeah. Like, at least it was in the entertainment industry to some extent.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Name number four is Daniel.
Craig.
No,
Radcliffe?
The other one.
And the fifth and final name was Paul.
Weller.
Yes. Three out of five. Ashley, sorry, no £5 for you this morning, but have a great day in the class today, teaching whatever you want.
Lovely, thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So it's Halloween next week. Is it a week today?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's a week today, isn't it? And we're putting on a little radio drama for Halloween. This is something I like to do in my spare time outside of the Absolute Radio studio. Make little audio dramas. And we're doing one next week. A spooky radio drama for Halloween. We've been getting you to help us out with this. We have a location, which was suggested by Mike, I believe. The old abandoned Absolute Radio building. Our dear former home in One Golden Square in Soho in London. That's where we're going to set it. And we've been getting your irrational fears that happened on yesterday's show to help, I guess, steer the storyline around irrational fears. Some weird ones in there, like potatoes and cows. And this morning, we wanted you to give us some sound effects that we can use in the radio drama. We were looking for a scream, weren't we, Matt Dyson?
Yeah.
We were looking for a creaky door. Mm-hmm. We were looking for an evil laugh that we can pepper throughout the story. And we had loads and loads of WhatsApp voice notes, so thank you so much for them. Yeah. If you do want to get involved with this, you can send us a little voice note on 0330 123 1215. We've got so many in. We've got loads of evil laughs, we've got some screams and some creaks. What would you like first?
I think we should start with the screams.
Start with the scream? We've got one scream I think has made the cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is from Sam. How do you like this?
That's
pretty good.
That's great. Good.
Really that sounded good. Like my Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink.
It did.
Glenn's cockerel.
Glenn's cockerel. I like the fact that Sam's done that. I'm assuming at home. What was it, 7:15 this morning?
What were the neighbours thinking?
What's her family thinking? Okay, so that's one. We have lots of evil laughs. We need to do like a proper audition for this. So pick your favourite out of this lot. Here's Tony.
Yeah, vampiric. That's good.
That's pretty good. Here's Dean.
Wow.
Has he edited that?
He's got That's sound crazy. Effects. He's slowed it down.
Yeah.
You can't do that with your voice, can you? Amazing.
I like that. He's already in post-production. Good. Quite incredible.
Wow.
Here's Brendan.
Oh dear.
Guttural at the end there, wasn't it?
It did get a bit guttural, didn't it? Here's one from Pauline. She doesn't sound well.
Creepy.
Went a bit witchy at the end.
It did kind of witchy, didn't it?
A little cackle.
And finally, oh no, there's loads more. Here's Sam. I love it. Sam's recorded that in the car.
That wasn't that scary, was it?
No.
It's more sort of laughing policeman.
Could be like a comedy one, laughing policeman. Here's Stuart.
Solid.
That's nice. And here's
Do you reckon anyone ever just... laughs like that when they're watching, like Mr. Bean. More like this.
any favourites there, Matt? What's your favourite? The guttural one?
I mean, I like them all. I think they should all have a part in the.
Okay,
in the
they are all usable. We could have a plethora of them, couldn't we? Mm. That's quite nice. More, please. If you want to WhatsApp us, we're looking for a scream. We're looking for a creaky door. Probably no more evil laughs. We have enough evil laughs on the show, I think. Yeah. WhatsApp us a little voice note.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Just takes back and clarified that Sam was in traffic in a car, not at home when this was taking place. Imagine if you were next to the sound. What the hell is going on? It does sound a little bit like you, Glenn, I'm not going to lie. That's Sam.
Jimmy Floyd! Yeah. So bad.
Which one's which?
Hi to Sarah, who says one of the laughs sounded like Elaine Page.
Okay.
And here's Elaine Page.
Oh, I love her laugh so much.
That's amazing.
6 seconds, that is. Unbelievable. We just had a message as well that says, do you know that Golden Square, the former Absolute Radio Studios, is built on a plague pit?
Oh,
the perfect
yes.
setting for your spooky radio drama.
Wow.
Take a bit of turn the show, hasn't it? Talking about plague pits, not ideal for a 24-hour stay on a breakfast show. We're going with it, though. So we're looking to help, to help us out with this little radio drama we're going to put on next week, a spooky radio drama in time for Halloween. We need some sound effects from you. We've got screams, we've got evil laughs. We need the classic creaky doors. Mm. Creaky floorboards, creaky doors. Anything that creaks is good, isn't it? Got a couple of options for you here. See what you think of these, Matt. This one is from Sam, another Sam. That's good. That's really good.
Creaky door, yeah.
Surely that's a real it's creak,
nice.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good
that's
one.
Quite impressive. How about this?
What
I like about that is they're actually saying the word creak.
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 That is scary. Very The Shining red rum.
Yes, yeah, very creak. Like that.
Wow.
That was good. That was scary. A good impression. We could just use yours if you want.
No, I think that's the one to go with.
More, please. You can voice note us on WhatsApp.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So this is very simple, this game. We have a caller on the phone right now. We have to guess that caller's name by asking a series of questions. Are you ready, team? Are we all ready to go with this?
Yeah.
Let's meet our caller on line number one. Good morning, mystery caller.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, interesting, hi. Interesting. Caller, can I say that you are a woman calling us right now?
Well, indeed, yes.
Okay. Caller, we had a caller yesterday for a cousin feature of this one, the put on an accent. Is this your original accent, caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, okay. Caller's being very coy, I don't mind that.
Yeah, yeah.
The only bit of information I have about the caller is that she's calling from London.
Okay.
Okay, that's all we have. I would like to open it up to the team to ask our caller any questions you might have.
Yeah, hi caller. What was the first album you ever bought?
Great question.
First album, Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Which one?
Bad.
Okay. Don't forget, you can play at home with this. Text a name to 81215 if you think you know. So, Michael Jackson, Bad, first album. Okay. Glenn Moore.
What are your three best friends called?
that's really key.
Georgina, Marie, and Sebastian.
Okay.
And Aguirre.
What's your favourite food?
Oh, Greek food.
Greek food.
Okay.
A bit of halloumi, maybe.
That's not a name.
Oh yeah, grilled halloumi. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. Caller, do you have any siblings, and what are their names?
Oh, I don't know if I give that. That would sort of be giving, I think, a little bit.
Too much away.
What are you like, Billy?
I don't know. It's like giving away something. So, yeah,
Okay.
Or well, maybe they've got the same letter at the start.
Yeah,
a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Same letter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why? Okay, my question is, why would that be a giveaway then? Are you all the same letter?
No, but it would give,
away about me, I think, if I say the name, so they're quite authentic.
They're quite authentic.
I have no idea.
I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Respect her wishes. Respect her wishes.
Okay. I hate those unauthentic names. All right, caller. What's your job?
I'm a food manufacturer.
Okay. So let's review the clues, shall we? Food manufacturer loves Greek food. Georgina Marie and Sebastian are this caller's best friends. First album she bought is Michael Jackson, Bad. So what's that? What's Bad? Is that...
That was about 86, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, late 80s, wasn't it? Okay, so probably similar age to some members of the team. Okay, caller, that is... I don't know if that's helpful or not, actually. It's quite difficult. If you want to venture a guess on 8, 12, 15, you can do, or you can WhatsApp 0330 123 1215. The team is going to go away, have a little think, come back and hopefully guess this caller's name.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. My
name. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Benjamin Thomas Boyle here. And we're doing Name That Caller right now. Trying to guess this mystery caller's name. Her name is Louise. Says, Techno in Farnham. Hello to you. Richard, yeah. Anastasia, that's an outlandish guess, but I like it. Hi to Huey and Dewey, who say Louie. That's her siblings are Huey and Dewey, I see, and her name is Louie. Kelly says, Big Red in Telford says Kelly. Alison says Steve the Butcher. I don't know if I agree with any of those. I've not based my choice on fact. I'm just going on pure vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Just the vibes, okay. So the clues we have so far is this caller's first album was Michael Jackson and Bad, so late 80s. Georgina, Marie and Sebastian are her best friend's names. She likes Greek food. She's a food manufacturer. And we found out off air as well that she manufactures Greek food. So Greek salads and...
Well, this is the only clue we have to go on, is the Greek... nature of the product she loves. And
your guess is not like Medusa, is it, or something like that?
It's not like Athena, no.
That would be great.
I have been looking into Greek names.
Okay, all right. Well, let's welcome back our mystery caller. Mystery caller, good morning.
Good morning.
Those texts I just read out there, were any of them close?
Unfortunately not.
No. Didn't think so.
Okay.
Have we all got a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already... Are you guys basing off fact or are you just going for vibes?
Anna's got really good logic to hers.
Really?
And I might steal that logic if she goes first.
Okay.
Please pick me first.
Okay, Anna, you can go first.
Is it... Lily?
No, it's not.
What was your logic? Thinking?
My logic was maybe because... this mystery caller wouldn't give her siblings names that they were all named after flowers or plants.
Oh,
so I was thinking like Poppy, that's... Ivy, Willow, or if she had brothers, Ash, Basil, Florian.
Is your brother called Basil?
Or are you named after her?
Is your brother called Basil? All right, Glenmore, you ready?
Okay, I won't go down that path.
Yeah. I want to.
I'm just... Claire.
No, unfortunately.
I thought Claire earlier. I thought I was getting a Claire vibe.
Matty.
But I've gone...
Sugarface.
I've gone Greek in origin. I've gone Sophia.
Ooh.
No, unfortunately not.
That wasn't like a hard no, though, was it?
It was like
a
no. Yeah, you might be onto something with the Greek.
It's more on the Greek vibe, wasn't it, so?
It is Greek vibe.
So Greek vibes.
You've got a big clue for the steal, Ben.
I don't know what to think now.
Well, Matt, it would have given away because the brother's called like Zeus.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to go with Medusa
someone
now.
Said Anastasia, that's it. No, Alexandra.
Oh, God. No, I'm just going to have to go with my original answer now because I'm all at sea. Well, what?
Achilles.
I'm going to have to go with my original answer. I can't think of any.
Okay,
we've exhausted all the Greek
go
names.
With your gut.
Okay,
your gut.
Okay, come on. Here we go. Elizabeth.
Unfortunately not.
Caller, put us out of misery. What's your name?
Amelia.
Amelia! Oh. That's not my name. So what was the siblings thing then?
It's just I didn't want to... In truth, I just didn't want to say their names online.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
They're all in witness protection.
Just denied that. All right, Amelia, we'll ask no more. We'll ask no more on that. What's your company called?
It's called Delphi Food.
And you make, is it only Greek food you make?
Well, we make Greek dipped salads, so they're not necessarily, the salads aren't authentic Greek, they're Middle Eastern salads.
Lovely.
So go ahead, try them, guys.
And they're available in all major supermarkets, I hear.
Supermarkets, yeah.
Wow, nice.
Now Matt has said that, he's expecting a delivery first thing tomorrow.
I do love tzatziki. I'll
send them across to you.
Listen, thank you so much for playing this morning and have a great day. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, Thursday morning's no repeat guarantee. We're Absolute Radio. It's Ben Barrell here. Matt, we've had some social ammo from you already.
Yes.
But I believe I've seen outside the studio thousands of people saying, we want more.
Give us more. Give us more.
Give us more. Okay. What's happening on the socials?
Get a load of this. Andy Pennock on Instagram shared this with me. It's a big clip this week. Middle class mum at festival. It's by the actor and comedian Anna Soden. So I'll let her do the talking for you. Mm-hmm. It's very well observed. Here we go.
I know your legs are tired, but can you just push through? Because Mummy really wants to see Bastille. Lily, let's make some macrame while Daddy watches the Kaiser Chiefs. Poppy, darling, come and get your papaya pizza. Daddy's always at the bar when we're at the festival, isn't he? Oh, silly Daddy. You're dancing very close to my son's half-eaten pizza. Poppy, have you finished whittling your spoon? Coldplay's about to start. Can't believe only four of the white wines are organic. Oh, look at all the friends you've made, Sebastian. Don't go near that man with the navel piercing. I know. Daddy has had four beers today. I think that's quite a lot too, Xander. Yeah, we come every year. It's just so nice to kick back. Poppy, finish your Tibetan tasting platter.
Oh, yes, very much a latitude sort of vibe.
Yeah, I enjoyed the choice of bands in that video. Yeah, very on brand.
Yeah, and it sort of reminded me of a Social Ammo classic.
I know what you're going to say.
Of Alistair Green.
My boy.
Yeah, which was amazing. He did a man in his 40s at a festival, and it was just an amazing piece of work. This was a little highlight from it.
Oh, what are you drinking there? Marshmallow flavoured beer, only at a festival. Phil Paul's drinking marshmallow beer, only at a festi, innit?
Festi.
Phil, if you're hungry, you've got to try one of the cheese toasties. You will not have tasted a cheese toastie like this. To be honest with you, we spent most of yesterday in the comedy tent. Yeah. This festival's known for being very comedy literate. You take it. Babe, I did take her to the healing fields this morning for the face painting.
His wife's very angry at him.
I'm obsessed with Alistair Green. I think so I've wasted, well, I say wasted, I've enjoyed hours of my life staring at a video of his in his all-white flat.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of him.
Such bare walls, aren't they?
I'm fascinated. We need to, I want to get
him. Is it a set? Is it real
I'm desperate to get him on the show. I want to know more.
Oh,
I think you should do you should do a social ammo deep dive.
Let's plead to him to come on and explain all.
Yeah.
But there you go. There's your mum and your dad at a festival. You'll be talking about them later when I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show has fallen by the wayside. And what a show it was, Matt Dyson.
Yeah, it's had it all, hasn't it?
It has had it all, hasn't it?
Ups and downs, highs and lows.
Quite a few downs.
Mainly highs, yeah.
Quite. Do you think it was quite a loose show?
Yeah, but in a controlled way.
Controlled looseness.
The air of looseness.
Yeah, but it's actually a well-oiled machine. Yeah, you're right. You're so right. At least that's what we say to our boss on this day where we get our...
That's why we're getting record listening figures for the network, mate.
The network's got records, love.
Ask Rajor how we're doing, you know. They'll tell you.
Oh, God, it has been a loose show, isn't it? Let's finish it off, shall we? We need to name today's broadcast, and it will be available in our Rayo app very, very soon to listen to. Quite a few options taken from the content of today's show. Yeah. Anna has a joke.
Yeah, worth listening to the podcast. Just for that.
We built the whole first half hour of the show around Anna's got a joke. And I actually, do you know what? I have to say, when I was when I pressed play on the drum roll for her to deliver her joke, I was worried.
You were worried.
I was concerned.
We all were.
I didn't know where it was going to go. I thought previous Anna has often ended in what we have to call a dead end, a car crash, if you will. You know, you never quite know what you're going to get.
I was pleasantly surprised.
But it was great.
I was in tears of laughter, actually.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's an option. I can smell Matt's cardigan from Croydon.
That's an angry text we got from a listener this morning.
Very strange.
Very unnecessary.
It's really weird,
even
isn't it?
In a cardigan. Yeah.
Seven evil laughs, one scream and two creaky floorballs.
The sound effects for the Halloween story we're making. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say creak whilst you creak.
That's what someone actually did. Have we got... Can we relive that moment?
Creak.
That was Sarah saying Crete whilst creaking. Is your brother called Basil?
Oh, that was a great question during What's My Name? What's the caller's name?
Name that caller, yeah.
Sorry about every caller.
Speaking of that feature, I was getting a Claire vibe. It was discussed.
Yeah, nice, nice.
And finally, also with that feature, I do love tzatziki.
Yes, because she was making Greek food stuffs, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, so, what do you fancy? Sorry, Sarah's...
I think
thank you for that,
spoken.
Sarah.
I think
cheers.
She's spoken. Say Creek whilst you creak.
Okay.
The way to go.
Say Creek whilst you creak is the name of today's show. It'll be available on our Rayo app very, very soon. Give it a listen. We're back tomorrow morning from 6. Thank you, Sarah.